Hi guys, welcome back or welcome to my Monday mood. It's definitely been a minute since we last spoke, and I do apologize for that. The last episode I posted was from over a year ago, I think, and I honestly just needed a little break. I was losing my passion for the pod, and I was just focusing on other things that were happening in my life. And you know what? That happens sometimes. We start one thing and it gets left behind, or life gets in the way. If you also have raging ADHD, you probably tend to have lots of ideas and then start them but never finish. That is definitely something I'm currently working on in my life, is starting something and actually putting effort to finish it, whatever that may be, even if it doesn't look or sound perfect in the beginning stages. So yes, staying committed to whatever project or craft I'm focusing on is a priority right now in my life, because I'm noticing I definitely have a tendency to give up easily on things when they don't look or sound perfect, and that is just not a character trait that I am proud of or want to be part of, you know? So at least I'm aware of it, and I'm actively trying to work on that right now. Anyways, hi guys, I hope you are all doing well, and honestly, I have missed getting on here and talking to you guys. I haven't vlogged or podcasted in so long, and honestly, I've been really, like, now that I haven't done this in a while, it's made me realize how much, like, I do love doing this. I think I just needed a break, because I feel like when I listen to my favorite creators, I feel the most connected and close to them when I'm listening to a podcast or watching a vlog. And yeah, because I haven't been doing any of that this past year, I've noticed how it's impacted, like, even me as a creator, sharing my life and just getting more into the nitty-gritty, which I think is important. You can only feel so close to people over photos and reels and TikToks. Like, I think for me personally, podcasts and YouTube are like my favorite. So I wanted to get that connection back with you guys and reignite that fire I had for the podcast in the beginning. So let's catch up a bit. If you're not following me on Instagram or TikTok, there has been a lot of change in my life since the last time I got on here. We can start with the good stuff. I am now a certified MAP Pilates instructor, so that's been super fun filming workouts, and I do plan on teaching in person very soon. The first certification I got was in December, and that was online, so I did their MAP Pilates online program. Highly recommend. And then this past June, my favorite Pilates studio in OC called Soul Studio was doing a certification program, and I honestly just wanted to get like a hands-on experience as well, because I feel like online you can only learn so much. Like, I'm more of a hands-on type of gal. So I also just got certified there just to have that extra hands-on experience. And, you know, the more you learn, the more confident I think anyone would feel in their practice. So that is super exciting and definitely a new direction I am going into. And I'm really excited to start hosting events and potentially teaching at my favorite studio. So yes, stay tuned for all of that. Some other updates, I am still living in Orange County. I'm still very much in a happy and healthy relationship. So yeah, I would say there have been a lot of good things that have happened this past year. But right now, I am also going through one of the hardest points in my life that I knew one day would come, but I didn't think it would happen so soon and so suddenly. My dad unexpectedly passed away in April of this year, and it's been really hard navigating my life since he left this earth. If you've ever lost a loved one or a parent, you know how it feels, and I truly wouldn't wish this pain upon anyone. My dad was my best friend, and I was his. Now that he's gone, life definitely doesn't feel the same, and it will never feel the same. But I know that he's watching over me, and now I have the best guardian angel in the whole world. And I am choosing to see that as the most beautiful blessing. And a big reason of why I feel re-inspired to come back on the podcast is because of him. He was my biggest supporter. He listened to every single one of my podcast episodes and truly was my number one fan. And I just know that he would be so upset if I didn't keep going and keep trying my best. So here I am. Even though I don't feel 100% ready, I know that I need to just start getting back on my feet and at least try. And to show up not only for him, but for myself. These past few months have been a lot, and I'm still very much in the thick of my grief, which will honestly probably be a never-ending journey. I've never been through something like this, so it's definitely all very new to me. But I'm here to show up as I am and to connect and to try and inspire as many of you as I can. So the theme of this episode that feels very true to the season of life that I'm in right now is that I am chasing progress, not perfection. Sometimes when I try something new or I'm trying to achieve something in my life and it doesn't look perfect or I feel like I'm just going to fail anyways, I give up. I give up before I even start, which is crazy to say out loud. I get in my own head and my negative thoughts disrupt whatever it is I'm in the middle of trying to do. I compare myself to others who are more successful than me, even though I know that that's not what I should be doing. It just happens so easily. It's a habit that I'm definitely trying to get out of because guess what? No one is you and that is your power. How am I ever going to gain the success I want or finish a project if I'm constantly feeding myself negative narratives that aren't even true? I feel like especially in our society, it's so easy for us to compare ourselves to others because everyone is always broadcasting their wins on social media. You hardly ever see those people struggling. And it's hard not to look at someone's achievements and think, why haven't I done that yet? How am I here and they are there? Like, what am I doing wrong? It's too many steps to get to where they are. It's not fair. It's not even worth it for me to try. But I'm here to remind you and myself that chasing progress instead of perfection is so much more attainable and is just a more realistic goal to get you where you want to be. So letting go of comparison, letting go of the negative self-thoughts is obviously a lot easier said than done, but once you do let go of those, and once you're not afraid to be seen trying, that's when the magic happens. So that's just a little bit of, I guess, the mind work I'm currently practicing. Even just by sharing this episode, it might not sound perfect to everyone listening. I'll probably listen back to this in a year and be like, oh my gosh, I should have edited this and taken this out and blah, 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 blah. If you don't start where you are, you'll never get to where you want to be. And that goes for so many things in life. You can't let fear of being seen trying or fear of embarrassment or fear of failing get in the way, because that is what is going to hold you back from actually getting to that finish line. It's not going to be perfect in the first couple steps. It's not going to be perfect maybe even in the middle of your journey of whatever it is you want or are trying to achieve. It's honestly never going to be perfect. So for all my perfectionists out there who are very similar to me, where it's like you won't start it until you know it's going to be perfect, or you let fear get in the way, it's only going to hurt you. And I know fear is a very valid excuse to not go for something and not try, but honestly, the most successful people I know and the most people that I look up to have done something hard, or they were also scared. But I think it's also so admirable to see people go for something or to at least try something. And even if they do fail, at least they tried and they can say that they tried. I feel like that is a character trait that I'm longing for, not the, it's too hard, I'm not even gonna try. Like, no, we're not giving up easily. We are not letting fear get in the way. We are just going full force and giving it our best shot. That is the era that I'm in right now. And although the era and the season I'm in has obviously been one of the hardest yet, that doesn't mean I want to give up on my dreams and goals entirely. Like, I'm sure, and trust me, I've had days where I don't want to get out of bed, or I sleep in much longer than I ever have in my life because my body just needs more rest right now, and I'll feel less motivated, and I'm just having a hard day with my grief. I'm aware those moments and days will come up, but like I said, it's progress, not perfection. If you have 10 things on your to-do list and you finish 5 out of the 10, that's still progress. If you even simplify it to getting out of bed in the morning, which, like I said, has been hard for me some days, that is progress. Noticing those small wins is really helpful to keep that momentum going because it reminds you that even the small things you did today mattered. So this is where I'm at in life, just trying to reignite my spark as well as show up for myself in every way that I can. If you are on a similar journey, I hope this episode resonated with you. I know it was short. I do want to continue doing the shorter episodes, and I plan to have some guests on eventually, but I just want these episodes to be bite-sized so that you can listen while you're in the car or cleaning your room and just have a little bit of inspiration to either start or end your day. Thank you guys for listening. I truly am excited to be back on the podcast, and I can't promise I'm gonna have episodes up every single week, but you will definitely be hearing from me more often than not. If you're not following the podcast Instagram already, I linked it in the show notes so we can keep growing that community. And I also love hearing your guys' feedback, so always feel free to DM me and say hey. But yeah, that's all I have for this episode. Thank you guys again for listening and being here, even when I'm not consistent. It really means the world to me that you were even just here listening to this episode. So, I appreciate you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll talk again very soon.